Bitcoin ETF flows turn negative for 2026 as 10-day bleed nears 3B US spot. Bitcoin ETFs extended their outflow streak to 10 consecutive sessions on June 1, 2026, pulling roughly $2.96 billion out of the funds since May 15. The damage was large enough to cross a line the category had not touched all year. Cumulative 2026 net flows turned negative for the first time, sliding from about $57 billion to $55.66 billion, according to Decrypt's reporting on the streak. Bitcoin traded near $72,586 as of June 1st, down 1.7% on the day and about 6% over the week, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 33, firmly in fear territory. The funds that were the loudest symbol of institutional adoption through 2024 and 2025 are now the clearest gauge of how fast that demand can reverse. A milestone, not just another red week. The 10-day run matters less for any single session than for the threshold it broke. Daily and weekly outflow prints have been a regular feature of late May, but year-to-date flows staying positive was the floor under the "institutions are still net buyers in 2026" argument. That floor is gone. Aggregate assets under management across the spot. Bitcoin funds fell from roughly $104 billion to $94 billion during the streak, a $10 billion drop driven by both withdrawals and a softer BTC price. Galaxy Research framed the move as a real directional recalibration rather than routine profit-taking, language that points at allocators trimming exposure on purpose instead of locking in gains and rotating back later. CoinShares noted the pattern resembles the sell-off seen earlier in 2026 and described it as part of a third straight week of withdrawals across digital asset products generally. The pull is coming from outside crypto. The backdrop helps explain the exits. The S&P 500 printed a record near 7,620, giving large allocators a competing trade that is working while Bitcoin sags. A restrictive Federal Reserve stance and lingering geopolitical tension round out the headwinds. When equities are setting records, and a risk asset is down 7% on the month, the rebalancing math gets simple, and ETF wrappers make trimming a position as easy as selling any other stock. Not every flow is one-directional. Among the newer single-asset crypto ETFs, a handful still drew money over the same window. XRP products took in about $20.3 million. Hyperliquid, Hype funds added $10.8 million on an 11-day inflow streak. And Near Protocol, Near, pulled in $7.6 million. Those are small numbers next to the Bitcoin outflows, but they show allocators are still placing selective bets even as they cut the core position. Reading flows when you hold the underlying. For anyone whose crypto card draws down a Bitcoin or stablecoin balance, ETF flows are a useful proxy that does not require watching the order books all day. The funds report daily, the numbers are clean, and a sustained outflow streak tends to track the same pressure that shows up in spot prices. A YTD figure flipping negative is the kind of signal that gets quoted back for months, so it is worth knowing the context before a headline lands without it. It also reframes a practical point about custody. ETF holders are exposed to price but never touch the asset. Their Bitcoin sits with a custodian and the fund's authorized participants handle creation and redemption. People who spend from a self-custody setup carry the opposite trade-off: full control of the keys, full responsibility for security, and no fund manager deciding when to redeem. Neither approach changes what a 6% weekly drawdown does to a balance, but it changes who is holding the asset when the flows turn. The sell-off has been broad rather than Bitcoin-specific. Ether slipped under $2,000 earlier in the same stretch, and forced liquidations ran into the billions across leveraged positions through late May. A YTD negative ETF print is one more data point in that picture, not a standalone cause. It does, though, remove a talking point the bulls leaned on, and it does so at a moment when the easiest competing trade is an equity index at an all-time high.